So, Anne, tell us about your instrument. This is an amazing cello.
This cello is very old. It's actually from Venice, but I told some students that, and they said, oh, I have an aunt that lives in Venice. But we're talking Venice, Italy. It's about 300 years old. They're not sure exactly which old, great old Italian maker it is. It's probably a composite, but it's, I love it. It's been through the wars, but there's something about it that just, it, you know how you sort of fall in love with certain instruments, and I've fallen in love with this one.
It's amazing. Thank you. And I'm going to talk in my sermon, as you know, having heard the first service, about my opportunity to actually see Pablo Casals in person. Did you ever have that experience?
Yes, I was very lucky. As a kid, my teacher was and my mother both were invited to play the big celebration when Casals won the Nobel Peace Prize, and there was a big concert in his honor at the UN, and they selected a, I get whether it's 100 or 40 cellists, but it was a whole bunch of cellists from the East Coast mainly, although I think some flew in from the West Coast. And each cellist that participated in Casals' honor got a free ticket. And so my teacher decided to invite Yo-Yo, and my mom said, well, I'll give my ticket to Anne. And so we were kind of set up on a date. I think I was all of 12. But I remember Yo-Yo being very sweet to me, and Leontine Price sang, and he said, I bet her throat hurts after that. She sang very high. But anyway, but what I really remember is Casals and the joy that he had. And just this, it was just an unforgettable experience.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here today. You know, some cellists are better at self-promotion than others, but you're just as good as Yo-Yo Ma. Thank you. Pablo Casals lived in New York City during the First World War and then moved back to Barcelona after the war. As a strong believer in democracy, he was very supportive of the move towards a democratically elected republic in Spain. The Spanish Republic was born in 1931, and the Spanish Civil War began in the summer of 1936. With military support from Hitler and Mussolini, Franco defeated the forces of democracy and established a dictatorship in Spain. In 1939, Casals left Spain to live in exile in France. He vowed not to return to Spain until democracy had been restored. If music was the great joy in Casals' life, his great sorrow was the fascist government in Spain. When the Nazis occupied France in World War II, Casals retreated to a small French village. The Nazis invited him to come and play in Berlin. When he refused, they threatened him with arrest, although the threat was never carried out. At the end of the war, Casals gave concerts to aid Spanish refugees and urged leaders in Great Britain and the United States to use whatever peaceful means they had to force a return to democracy in Spain. When these nations extended diplomatic relations to Franco in 1946, Casals announced that he would not play in public again until the democracies of the United States and Great Britain and the other democracies in the world changed their attitude towards Spain. The boycott lasted 4 years. Encouraged by friends, Casals resumed playing in 1950, participating in a festival organized to honor Bach. In 1956, he settled in Puerto Rico, the home of his mother, and started the Casals Festival, which led to the creation of a symphony orchestra and a music school on the island. At the age of 80, he married one of his students, a woman who was 20 years old at the time. When he was 93, he wrote about this. I was aware at the time that some people noticed a certain discrepancy in our ages. But we were not too concerned about what others thought. It was, after all, we who were getting married, not they. If some had misgivings, I can only say with joy that our love has deepened in the intervening years. In 1961, Casals performed at the White House for President Kennedy. He died in 1973 in San Juan, Puerto Rico, at the age of 96, having never returned to Spain. Franco outlived him by 3 years, dying in 1976. Casals, however, in the spring of 1972, the year before he died, made a trip to the United States. Now, by 1972, I had given up trying to play the cello. I was a student at Arizona State University. My former teacher, the Japanese cellist Taki Atsumi, had established the Arizona Cello Society, a group of 75 cellists, mostly from Phoenix and Tucson. Not much music is written for an orchestra of cellists, but one is a composition that Casals wrote in 1927. The fiestas he had witnessed as a child in Spain had inspired the music. The Arizona Cello Society performed and recorded this composition by Casals, and the record made its way to Casals in Puerto Rico. Actually, the Ortiz family, who were members of the Unitarian Universalist Church, had a home next to Casals in Puerto Rico, and they got a copy and took it next door for Pablo Casals to hear. They gave him an invitation to participate in a performance of the Arizona Cello Society. One evening in the spring of 1972, Casals came to the concert hall at Arizona State University, Gamage Auditorium, designed by the Unitarian Frank Lloyd Wright. I was seated in the front row. I remember that day because I knew he was coming, and the tickets were $25 each, and I could not afford that. But I had the radio on about 6 in the evening. The concert was at 8, and they announced that they were selling tickets to students for $1 each. So I rode my bike to the university and bought my dollar ticket. And it turned out the most expensive tickets had not sold, and they were in the front row, so there I was. I watched as Casals made his way slowly across the stage with his wife supporting him. Sitting in a chair before the cello orchestra, he picked up the baton, and suddenly this man who had been barely able to walk came alive. He moved with decisiveness, directing the music that he had composed. He spoke a few words, saying something like this: "Through music, I have sought to draw attention to the suffering that afflicts humanity, to the fearful danger of nuclear war, and to the happiness human beings can attain if we work together as brothers and sisters in peace." Now, it had been announced ahead of time that Casals was so old, he would not be able to play at the concert. He was just the guest to hear the music. However, when the formal part of the program was over, he nodded to his wife off stage, and she brought him his cello. He ended the program the way he had ended each of his programs since 1946. He played a simple old folk melody that tells how the birds came with their song to salute the child in the manger of the Nativity. It is called "The Song of the Birds."